Good afternoon, Lorcan. How are you?
Good afternoon, Lorcan.
I have to say I was sad and sort of puzzled about the story last week about the Golden Eagles being poisoned. Can you give us a background to the Golden Eagles first before we talk about the incident itself?
Yeah. Well, we'll probably talk about white-tailed eagles now. There was a white-tailed eagle down in Kerry that was poisoned.
Sorry, white-tailed eagles.
We've got golden eagles up in Donegal where I am, and my colleague Alan May is working down in Kerry with the white tails, and obviously we've red kites appearing in North Dublin and Wicklow as well. But unfortunately, as you heard last week, Noel, the white-tailed eagle was poisoned down in West Cork. We've had a number of birds poisoned now over the last few years, and I suppose it probably stems from a tradition of landowners trying to protect their sheep by poisoning foxes and crows. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, when you put out poison, you don't really know what's going to eat the poison bait. And the Department of Agriculture banned poisoning in 2008. So we're asking landowners maybe to use other legal control methods or other methods for protecting their livestock.
Okay, when you say they're doing it to protect the sheep, would an eagle, are they big enough and able enough to carry away sheep? Or are we talking about lambs? Or what's the connection?
The connection is, as I was saying, the farmers perceive that foxes and crows, most of this poison is put out for foxes and crows.
Okay.
Not necessarily for the eagles. Now, there may have been one or two incidents where the eagles were targeted. But I think, in fairness to the vast majority of landowners that are, by the way, using poison illegally in this day and age, they are going after foxes and crows. Mm-hmm. They perceive, and, you know, there have been recorded cases of foxes killing, especially newborn lambs that might be vulnerable, or maybe crows taking out the eyes of lambs that are kind of in a prone position. Now, sometimes some of these lambs may have died anyway because they're unhealthy. But nonetheless, I've met several farmers in Donegal who are really quite frustrated and agitated. You know, they might have spent the morning having a difficult lambing with a yow, mm-hmm. and then come back after having a quick puffy or tea or whatever and find that crows or foxes have kind of killed the weekly lamb. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a difficult situation. And nonetheless, the fact that poisoning is just so indiscriminate. And an awful lot of farmers stopped using poison over the last few years because very valuable mm-hmm. working dogs and sheep dogs were poisoned. Because as I said, if you put out poison, you don't know what's going to eat the bait.
Okay, now I accidentally said golden eagle at the start of the interview, but the white-tailed eagle, are they a big bird, and how do they differ from, say, the size of a golden eagle?
Yeah, they are. The white-tailed eagles are very big now. You know, they're even bigger than a goose or a swan, which you might see there on the shores of Dublin or Wicklow or whatever. Mm-hmm. The white-tailed eagles would have a wingspan just under 7 foot, so they're the biggest bird of prey in Ireland. The golden eagles are quite big, and they have a 6 foot wingspan. The white-tailed eagles are normally found in coastal areas and kind of wetland areas along lochs and rivers, but they also wander into the mountains, whereas the golden eagles are nearly only found in mountainous areas. We get a lot of phone calls, Noel, from people who see buzzards, you know, because buzzards are another bird of prey, but their wingspan would be about 4 or 4.5 foot. But all those size differences can be difficult to measure if you see a bird against a grey sky. Mm-hmm. White-tailed eagles were released in Killarney National Park with the help of the National Parks and Wildlife Service between 2007 and 2011. And we've brought in over 100 birds from Norway and released them. As I said, poisoning is definitely the biggest threat to white-tailed eagles, but nonetheless, they are beginning to kind of get a foothold in Ireland. Last year, we had a pair along the River Shannon on Loch Derg that nested, and it was fantastic to see the local community there in Mount Shannon come out to see them, because you could see them on the pier side, and they were just watching these birds and saying it's great to have them back in our community, in our parish, you know, and mm-hmm. hopefully there'll be other areas, particularly, I'd imagine, initially along the west coast where the white-tailed eagles might settle. You know, there is, when I started in Donegal 11, 12 years ago, Noel, I was getting phone calls, oh, will the eagles lift the baby out of a pram and things like that.
Really?
And they were genuine fears, so you couldn't kind of dismiss them. Now, having worked in Scotland with eagles, where there's over 1,000 golden eagles, you know, if eagles in Scotland were lifting children or whatever, you'd read about it in the papers. But, you know, there are concerns and there are fears, and those are real fears and perceptions. So it's important for us to keep trying to get the message out that these birds are just part and parcel of the landscape.
Okay. Yeah, now when you say, I'm just going to ask a question through my ignorance as a layman, that it released not that really that long ago in terms. So is it done for aesthetic reasons, environmental reasons? Where do you introduce it to the country?
Yeah, well, you know, I would have, like many other people, would kind of have a keen, very keen interest in nature. And we're of the view that in Ireland, for a variety of historical reasons, we've lost a lot of our native wildlife. You know, if you go back to the 19th century, the big estates, the kind of Victorian estates, their attitude was, let's try and tame nature, control it, and kind of dictate what's on our land. So eagles were shot and poisoned and trapped. And we're of the view that they're a natural part of our landscape. And that's why we try to and are trying to restore those birds. No more than someone, you know, where trees have been cut down to replant a tree, we're trying to replant these native birds in back in Ireland.
Okay, and it's going to be countrywide. I mean, you mentioned like Kerry and around Galway and stuff like that, but countrywide, will they move around the whole of the country?
They will. Like, we've had, you know, and it's probably important to mention that we've had several white-tailed eagles that have wandered all over the island. It's very hard to find dead birds because, you know, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. Mm-hmm. We've started to attach small satellite transmitters to some of the birds we've released. One of the birds, for example, has been in 26 of the 32 counties on the island. So, you know, and that means, basically, we have to read into that, that it's passed over thousands and thousands of farms and hasn't been touched. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to overemphasize the kind of any negative perception of landowners, because the vast majority of them are very careful in how they manage the land. But the birds can wander. They're wild birds. They're not kind of stuck inside a natural national park. There's no fence around them. And that's just their traits or behaviour. Mm-hmm. They will wander.
Well, the reason I wanted to get in touch with you, Lorcan, was because I read the story and I said, and the closest I'd been and known, because they are a beautiful bird, but I was in bloom last year and I came within 6 inches of one. This guy was sitting there and the bird was just sitting on his arm, and it was a magnificent specimen. I don't know which one it was, but it was a beautiful bird, and I was just curious about how you would be able to poison a bird like this in the first place, and the reason it came about. So has there been much devastation to the colony that has been released, or is it just one or two here or there? That's all important now.
It is. It's very important, because we've stopped bringing birds in from Norway. With the white-tailed eagles, we've released 100. 23 of them have been found dead. And, you know, we're of the view that at least 14 of them have been poisoned. I suppose the scary fact in all is that over half of the birds that we've put satellite tags on have been poisoned. You know, there's a lot of birds that we're not sure where they are. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the birds have definitely wandered to Scotland. So without a satellite tag, we don't exactly know what's happening to every individual. Mm-hmm. So there is a real risk there. We're hoping that over time attitudes will change. But maybe at this stage now, we need to kind of try and tackle it in a more clever way, because up on the mountain it's very hard to prove who's laid out poison bait. Mm-hmm. You know, if a bait is found on an individual's piece of land, that doesn't mean that he's laid it out. Someone else could have jumped over the fence and done it.
Or the bird could have flown somewhere. I don't know how quickly it kills, but it can fly a long distance in a short period of time.
You're absolutely right in all that, and that can happen as well. So it's we have to be very careful that we don't point fingers in the wrong direction. Nonetheless, in rural areas, most people know what their neighbours are up to, because they'll have had incidents of kind of poisoned dogs. And just people, you know, in these small communities, people know what their neighbours are up to. So we have a good idea very often who may have been responsible, but that's a far cry from trying to prove who's been responsible.
Okay.
I suppose in Donegal, for example, the Department of Agriculture, and when we had a golden eagle poison, they went into the farmers in the neighbourhood and said, if there's another bird poisoned in this area, you're all going to get a farm inspection. Mm-hmm. And then all the neighbouring farmers went to the individual who was responsible outside the shops and outside Mass and said, look, cut it out, you know, no more poisoning. If you want to control foxes, shoot the fox, you know.
Yes,
that's one way of applying peer pressure, because the use of poison isn't kind of not compatible with our board beer telling everyone that we have a green image. And as I said, I must stress that we are the view that maybe 1-2% of individuals are using poison. The vast majority of people aren't.
And it's dangerous for all wildlife, really, when you boil down to it. For anything that could come within the vicinity of the poison, it's dangerous for everything.
Well, you know, working dogs, domestic dogs, there have been cases. Mm-hmm. There was one lady in Sligo who told me that a poison bait with strychnine was thrown into her back garden to kill her Alsatian, and she had young children in there. They'd picked up that bait and licked their fingers, you know.
Okay, is there
poison is lethal.
Have you been able to put together any sort of definitive plan now for the white-tailed eagles, or are you just going to sort of cross your hands and hope that the rest will survive?
Well, it's very difficult for birds that wander from one county to the next in a period of a few days to put a definite plan in place.
Okay.
Where the birds settle as they get older to breed, we're working very closely with all the farming communities and gun clubs and local representatives. And I think now we're confident that despite all our losses with white-tailed eagles, that they'll make steady progress. We are actually still quite concerned about the golden eagles because we didn't release as many.
Okay.
And they tend to stick in the mountains. But overall, things are going well and attitudes are changing.
Okay, well, I hope to talk to you in a couple of months' time and see where we are with this. But before you go, the red kites in North Dublin that were released in 2011, have they, as you were hoping they would breed, have they begun to breed? Have you seen an improvement?
Well, fingers crossed, yeah. We released 40 birds in North Dublin in 2011. And unfortunately, we lost some of them to accidental eating of rodenticides put out for rats. Now, rats are a serious problem, as you know. So
yes, sir.
We're working very closely with individuals trying to kind of use rodenticides in a different manner. But nonetheless, the red kites, we've got our fingers crossed. It's a little bit early in the year. They don't breed till they're 2 years of age. So they might breed this year.
We're
confident that red kites within this year and next year will be breeding in North Dublin, probably after an absence of 200 or 300 years.
Okay, well, that's all to do with the bird song and all that. Wonderful things to wake you up in the morning. I hope to be catching up both about the kites and the white-tailed eagles and the golden eagle, indeed, in the near future. And I know you're a busy man and you were great enough to pull into the side road to talk to us today. But if we can do anything to help at all, Orkin, here on Near FM, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Thanks for your interest, Noel. And we will be in touch with any good news on the red kites. Give us, hopefully, fingers crossed, in 8 or 10 weeks we'll have a bit of good news.
Oh, that's great. Looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Larkin.
Thanks,
and safe driving. Thank you.